Dan from Graymaker.
This is Pastor the Lot.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
God immediately said, San Francisco, judgment's coming.
Wow.
It's coming.
I like that.
God showed me last night.
Wow. That's
glory
good.
Glory was with me. Never, ever have I had an experience like that.
Wow.
Do you remember?
You have I like that. Yourself in such a state of urgency.
Wow.
Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Hello.
This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM.
I know that.
Broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. And we just heard The Extra Environmentalist, which runs every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Peter, how would you describe The Extra Environmentalist?
It's a radio show.
Okay. Now, how would you describe The Extra Environmentalist?
Oh. The radio show.
It's a show about issues from the perspective, issues to do with today's environmental challenges, economic challenges,
you know,
challenges
I read...
of the labor. Are you going to do a thing?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I read on our website that it's supposed to be from the perspective of an extraterrestrial.
I feel as if that's outmoded.
Yeah. I think they started out that way.
And today's show is about outmoded things. It's about worn out hunks of steel.
Hunks?
Husks. It's about...
Chunks?
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? Let's just start over. Hold on. See, I just wanted to kind of do a music show today, and I'm reading this book about sort of noir and Vancouver for a book review. Well, it's a noir book set in Vancouver, and I'm not going to talk about it quite yet because I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't be saying on air about reading this novel in advance.
Mm.
But there'll be a review of it in the next issue of Discorder, that magazine from CITR. And it's sort of interesting because the perspective of the novel, it's take place in 1983 in Vancouver. This is 3 years before the Expo 86 came to Vancouver. Guess
right.
what? The Expo 86 was 1986.
Yes.
Let that sit in your mind for a bit.
You could find that out yourself with some basic arithmetic.
So anyhow, so this is 3 years before, you know, sort of the wave of globalization as we understand it in Vancouver, sort of the quote-unquote multiculturalism of the city set in as, you know, before it became an extremely pronounced part of Vancouver's identity, before an incredible amount of foreign capital entered the city as well.
86 was felt to be the kind of
the kind of turning
there?
Point, the sort of neoliberalization of the city, the globalization of the city, and a real change in its prior identity as sort of this alternative, like sort of, you know, terminal city is what it used to be called. And it was sort of end of the line in many senses, like the last city before, you know, this idea of the wilderness beyond
the Wild West.
Like, yeah, sort of last bastion of British identity as well, because, you know, sort of the last, in many senses, the most British. The most identified as a sort of British colony
the
city
British-est.
In Canada. So, like, just, but also sort of a weird backwater, you know, just like, sort of like strung out artist city full of, you know, loggers and like working class individuals and like just a lot of culture that due to the changes that anyhow the point is today's episode today's episode was vaguely channeled around the idea of Canada. 90% of the music we're going to be playing today is from Vancouver artists. It's in advance of a very nice festival that's coming next month, Verboten, which is to do with punk and post-punk and dark gothic music, EBM, all kinds of music, which...
Verboten?
Verboten, yes.
Does that mean that means forbidden in German?
I suppose it does.
I think
Peter,
so.
What do you know about German?
Oh, nothing. I know the word
Verboten. And there you have it, because I know as much about noir as Peter knows about nothing. I have read maybe one Dashiell Hammett novel. I'm reading this book. I'm perhaps not understanding the genre of noir as much as I should. So I just have this careless whisper saxophone loop. Because, you know, when I think of noir, I don't think of the you know, the monochromatic. I don't really think of... You know, actually, I saw Chinatown. That's noir, right?
Yeah.
It's an excellent film.
I think people call it...
So, you know, you think of the political muckraking. You think of the dames.
Yellow
you think of
journalism.
The bullets. Yes. You think of the you think of the sexy sax.
You do. Well, I mean, if we're talking about me, I'm thinking of the sexy sax already. But it only makes you think of it all the more strongly.
Well, you know, I think, Peter.
Yes.
You as an American.
Mm-hmm.
And a fervent follower of, Danny DeVito.
As I am.
It's like you need new things to believe in, right? After how the primaries have been going, it's looking like it's going to be a Trump-Hillary year.
Mm. I'm
know,
not convinced
like,
yet.
Well, maybe this one
I'm still holding out hope.
It's a harmonica cover of Careless Whisper
by
Tang Yuen Wei.
I'm seeing that.
In conjunction with the 25th anniversary of the Lions Club of Johor Bahru Metro.
Oh, Malaysia.
Yes.
Have you been to
Johor Bahru? A slideshow? What we're seeing here is a slideshow of various itineraries, itemized on various pieces of paper.
You know,
Tang Yuen Wei is now swaying back and forth, smartly dressed in a shirt and oh no, it's this man now, and he's at the podium speaking.
Johor Bahru is a famously noir
town. Are these visuals
town.
Doing anything for the audience?
For the on the radio?
Yes.
No, I think generally...
Maybe if we spoke in more sultry way, then we could introduce the two individuals now.
I like that.
Up against the red velvet.
That's nice.
And we're going to listen to a bit more of this, but then we're going to listen to Always Lovers from Cindy Lee, who will actually be playing at the Lido tomorrow evening.
Wow.
And Cindy Lee, Patrick Fluggo's project, ex-women member... infamous Calgary noise rock band Women.
That's nice.
And Cindy Lee will be playing tomorrow at Lido. After that, we're going to hear some Terror Bird, the song Cheat Yourself. And then who knows? Who knows where that'll take us.
I like that.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land.
Wow. Wow. I like that. Wow.
Thank you. Are you interested in indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Summer nights, beaches, and bonfires? LFS First Year Committee is inviting all students to start the Easter Long Weekend Right on March 24th with our bonfire theme party.
At 9 p.m., come clad and plaid with your pals, eat fondue from our chocolate fountains, and dance the night away. UBC EDM Club will be dropping fiery mixes with some of their hottest DJs. Come check out our Facebook page for ticket information. You don't want to miss out, so grab your friends and join us for a night to remember at Bonfire.
I Googled George Michael Noir. And, well, I mean, if you look at the images, there's in Google images, of course, and there's a lot of stoic imagery. George Michael, well-built man, got the big booming sunglasses. There's one here where he Polaroid looking off to the side vaguely, as if he was posing for a Church of Satan photo, something to that effect. Who's the founder of Church of Satan? LeVar Burton? That's probably incorrect. I don't want to be libelous on air. You're listening to Queued Up, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. And yes, we just heard Cindy Lee, who will be playing tomorrow at Alito. And we just heard Terror Bird, who will be playing day one of the Verboten Festival, which is taking place across a series of venues here in Vancouver from April 8th to April 10th. Again, I believe this is the first year for the Verboten Festival, which will be a series of yearly iterations from this point forward, but a lot of great acts distributed across these venues. We've got Fake Tears, Flowers and Fire, Terminal A, Terror Bird, Sex, Death, Religion, Ex-Maoist, Koban, Spectres, Brutes, Italian Husbands, Fake Trade. That's just like a third of the artists. So if you're interested in some decadent nighttime music, some real Tumblr-ish, then get yourself out to that showing. And these sequential showings as well. A bit of an interesting anecdote, I guess, to sort of tie these songs together. Sort of an illicit, let's say, post-punk, EBM-ish vibe I was kind of trying to go for today. Because I don't know a thing about noir. And when it comes to setting up a noir playlist, it's like, well, let's just bastardize these vibrating, like, really bodily somatic tracks and, you know, just kind of pretend. Pretending is good. I think that makes sense. Noir is all about pretending, isn't it? But there are things to be said for the idea of setting a noir novel in Vancouver, especially according to the legends with which, the colonial legends with which this place has been imbued. Of particular note, the famous stories about the founding of Vancouver and the founding of its cultural identity and how it was distinguished from the remainder of Canadian urbanity, if you can imagine such a thing. And one particular legend is that Vancouver was heavily influenced culturally by the influx of libertines from the UK, people who were dispossessed by their parents, aristocrats who were dispossessed by their parents, sort of folks who did nothing but brew trouble in their homeland and thus were sent over here to manage minor businesses and deal with things abroad that were of no consequence back home, and that maybe you can understand sort of pretension of Vancouver as this sort of particularly artsy city, this particularly subversive city, to have in some degree come from that inaugural myth of the libertine vacationing abroad in Vancouver. Interesting idea, but who knows what validity there is to that. Vancouver utopianism, of course, is another thing that exists, and the sort of licentious sexuality that goes along with that. Maybe we'll comment a bit more on that after this next series of tracks. We've got some Weird Candle, Animal Bodies, Wire Spine. I believe all three of those artists are going to be playing verboten, actually. So this is a very heavily verboten set list that I've created today. Thank you to the creators of Verboten for making it easy for me to do something which is already nominal and simple in and of itself, which is to squish songs together in an orderly fashion to minimize the amount of digression and complication between various slices of music, and to best be arranged for maximal consumption and ear savory qualities. And thank you for CITR for allowing me to do as such as well. And thank you for listening in tune. This is my favorite love song of all time.
There's a bad atmosphere in here.
Why won't she be mine? I wish I was more attractive like Douglas. Still, one can only dream.
I'm a one-track lover, down a two-way lane, driving fast down the highway. Must have been insane, 'cause the temperature's too high, traveling way too fast, and I knew our loving was too hot to last.
She's smooth, like ice, cold to the touch, and it isn't very nice when you're left alone. You let you treat you badly if you hang on the phone, take off. Shove your loving on the wheels, put the pedal to the floor, 'cause you're heading for the hills, gotta get away. Can't take it no more, man, you don't need this, leave her at the door.
The door, the door, the door.
Sanch, open the door.
Ah!
good Radio Samaritan. Which you know you're listening to Firespine right now. But the track Soylent. Firespine will be playing at Verboten Festival happening next month here in Vancouver. Before that, we heard Animal Bodies and Weird Candle. Get a bit more into what you heard after the song and after some messages here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Oh, God. Wow. What's that?
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Okay, so you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish. Musqueam territory. For those of you who were tuned in at the very beginning of that, well, what would the word for this be? Duo, trio, quad, four tracks. These four tracks. For Weird Candle, we heard Lil one-off from the Claim Show, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. Highly recommended miniseries, sort of a parody of horror fiction, Twilight Zone, X-Files, all these shows about some foreboding unknown that lingers just just past the extent of human knowledge and consciousness, and sort of in this liminal marginal space creeps in the crevices and pops into the universal psychic from time to time. Highly recommended. Very funny show. The song One Track Lover. After that, we heard Weird Candles, Science, Animal Bodies, Two Moons, Wire Spine, Soylent. That Two Moons is sort of an interesting, apt metaphor. Because all three of those bands are constituted of duos just jamming their EBM rhythms directly, like some kind of... You know what? It is 3:41, and we have a lot more music to get through. Let's not get into the aux chord metaphor, or the wordplay, and any of this business. If you're interested in seeing these artists, many of them will be playing again at Verboten, the festival, which will be happening next month from April 8th to 10th. I'm telling you far in advance because, in contrast to the music I am playing, wild, uncaged, free, psychologically and physically free. I myself, confined within the studio setting, feel the anxieties pouring into me, the sweat clinging to my back, against the shirt as I sit against this chair, the heat, the suffocation. My body is sort of enraptured in this cage. It's the strength of my muscles fade and wither, and all because I want to bring you this music. So please be free. Take as you will. I was going to speak a bit on, because I think it's interesting to think about Vancouver and noir and the kind of music that we often produced, these wonderful post-punk EBM rhythms. I think it's interesting to maybe talk about the conception of Vancouver, the Vancouver libertine, the conception of Vancouver utopianism, what that has to do with its coastal designation as Lotus Land and a sort of Canadian Shangri-La from the outside in, from the inside out. But I wound up talking a lot just there. So we're going to listen to Essay Pas, which is the only band I'm playing today which is not either from Vancouver or Victoria. Actually, sorry, that's a complete lie, because we're going to play French Pretzel, who's a Haligonian, or the song Pastoral. We're going to listen to Essay Pas out of Montreal. That is also a duo, Marie Davidson, who has released a series of solo albums, and someone else whose name is not coming to me right now. I might try and gather that information, but we will listen to Essay Pas, and then we will listen to French Pretzel. And later on, if we have time, we're going to listen to Max Wren, we're going to listen to Brutes, and then we're going to listen to Mascara. But first, Essay Pas and French Pretzel.
Retox. Retards. Retards. Detox. Téléphone d'urgence. Uniquement. Machinalement, je recompose. 5, 1, 4, 3, 7, 6, etc. Et si tu ne réponds pas, je ne réponds plus de moi. Retard.
yeah, you were listening to French Pretzel's Pastoral. That's off new album 2, French Pretzel out of Halifax. And then previously before that, we were listening to Essay Pas Retox, as off a new album as well, Essay Pas. With, oh, actually, I'm sorry, this is an older song. But if I'm not mistaken, it's been re-released on their new album. At any rate, Essay Pas out of Montreal. Excellent post-punk duo. Very interesting stuff happening there. And a lot of similar streams to what's happening over here in Vancouver. Wouldn't you agree, Pete? Wouldn't you agree? Hmm? What do you think, Peter?
Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, I agree with everything you said.
I'm not. This has been a show today. I was going to go over a little last note before we played some music. We're going to listen to Max Wren from Victoria and then Roots from Vancouver. Pete, as an out-of-towner, are you familiar with the designation Lotus Land for Vancouver?
I first heard about it because of the electronics store.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, of course, Lotus Land in the Homeric Odyssey,
mm-hmm.
a land where individuals eat
lotus eaters
and become
blissful.
Yes.
Somatic state.
This conception of Vancouver then is a sort of place for hippie burnouts and sort of that West Coast identity of laid back, mm-hmm. not really caring so much, not really invigorated, but merely enjoying the pleasures of the everyday.
Chemically altered.
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting thought around this now, especially with the ethnic composition of Vancouver as is today. But the idea of British Columbian utopianism, how that is stretched back into the British identity, and how that utopianism has today been sort of consumed by a Shangri-La sort of mm-hmm. ideation. And you're familiar with Shangri-La, of course, Pete.
Oh, yes.
Yes. To borrow from Wikipedia, Shangri-La is a fictional place described in the 1933 novel Lost Horizon by British author James Hilton, a mystical, harmonious valley gently guided from a lamasery enclosed in the western end of the Kunlun Mountains, synonymous with any earthly paradise and particularly a mythical Himalayan utopia. Mm-hmm. But sort of this space of open sort of pleasure and freedom, mm-hmm. and but also in composition, sort of this place of European and Oriental mixing, mm.
and natural beauty.
Yes, the stewardship of the Europeans over the Orientals, in a sense. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to think about how these conceptions of utopia are today framed, perhaps in Vancouver, with its liberal attitudes on many things. But you know, and of course, like how that. Maybe the connection that there is between that and, huh?
No, I'm curious about. I mean, we were talking about in the early '80s,
mm-hmm.
there was maybe still a strong British character to
yes,
Vancouver.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And today, I mean, do you sense that? I wouldn't. I mean, I come from New England, which
you can,
is also famous mm-hmm. for a strongly.
Certainly, if you go to, well, that's the thing. It's an interesting thing in Vancouver, regardless of whether, you know, and it kind of plays a both. It's a story without a clear, like, this is the oppressor sort. And of course, you know, there's not to say that the land originally was that of the indigenous peoples here, mm-hmm. but the way in which these ethnic compositions switch, where at once it was this European majority for much of Canadian history, of course, the oppression of ethnic people has been particularly immigrants into the country, mm-hmm. or rather specifically immigrants into the country, because of course, you know, the country was founded on oppression in a sense,
mm-hmm.
but particularly those who want to move into the country, those of, you know, from Italy or Ireland, or particularly those from Oriental countries like China or Japan, and how those dynamics have totally flipped, or not totally flipped, but have been flipping through, like it's been very unstable through the decades. We've completely turned away from the idea of utopia, and I hope at least we have conjured some amount of muckraking.
Yellow
journalism. We're going to listen to Max Wren now. We probably don't have time for Brutes. Max Wren will be playing at the Verboten Festival. And Brutes will be as well. This festival, which I keep talking about, I probably have not even sufficiently explained it, it is.
Tell us
how more. You can go. You know what? People will just have to look it up for themselves, because I'm not a patsy, Pete. I'm not. Oh, this computer is crashing. I'm going to have to. You know what?
John.
It's okay. Got this.
Max Wren.
Max Wren. Where's that from?
Wren? I think.
Yeah, well, Max Wren. Isn't that the guy? Max Headroom. I think it's or Max Wren, maybe it's a Cronenberg reference. Doesn't it
Max
seem
Wren?
To be as such?
I don't know. It's not the man's name.
And the name is just a name, Pete.
Hmm.